Yeah, well, the situation with the British government, basically with all the drama, it's taken away the focus from the North here and the need for an executive and assembly to be formed. There's legislation going through the British government at the minute that will affect victims of the Troubles here in the North. So it's not very popular legislation, and we feel that, maybe all this drama is deflecting on the importance of this legislation, and obviously the importance of the need to get an executive up and running to help people deal with the cost of living crisis and the health service and the services on the ground.
And there's probably no doubt as well that this is probably having a destabilising effect as well on the Northern Ireland Protocol.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we have said the protocol is not perfect, but that it provides opportunities for businesses north and south, and businesses are agreeing with us. So I think that the protocol is being used as an excuse for other parties to deflect from the disaster that was Brexit.
Finally, we've heard various warnings from politicians, both north and south of the border, that, the uncertainty in relation to the political situation in Northern Ireland, the difficulties in establishing an executive there, was having a very negative impact on a number of vital cross-border projects, some to do with infrastructure, some obviously to do with agriculture, with tourism, hospitality, so on and so forth. And ultimately, the longer this uncertainty continues, both in Northern Ireland and now in the UK, does the domino effect that that's going to have on such projects?
Yeah, unfortunately that is the case. And, we spoke before about the greenway between Balcoo and Enniskillen and Leitrim. Important projects like that contribute to our tourism. And, on our island, tourism is such a vital makes such a vital contribution to our communities, and we can't lose out on that, and especially now when people are holidaying at home. And also our health service, the health minister here in the north said just during the week there that the budget isn't enough and that he needs more funding. So, we have many of the cross-border initiatives that are struggling and that will continue to struggle until we get this sorted.